the mountain. Keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak, and forever he will reign. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak, and forever he will reign. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome, my God is awesome, hallelujah, he's awesome, my God is awesome. Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes we are healed. Our God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. I praise his holy name. Hallelujah. My God is awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. My God is awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. He's mighty. He's holy. He's awesome. Yes, he is awesome. He's great. He's great. He's great. He's great. My God is awesome. Yeah. Awesome. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's awesome. Yes, he is awesome. A deliverer. A deliverer. He delivers us. Deliverer. He is awesome. Yes, he is awesome. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. Yes, he is awesome. Provider. He is awesome. Yes, he is awesome. A protector, 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 a protector. He's awesome. Yes, he is awesome. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. He keeps me in the valley and hides me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Praise his holy name. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah. Awesome. 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 Hallelujah. He's an awesome God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands like you're lifting them up to your Father this morning. Hallelujah. No matter where you are right now, wherever your where your heart is and your mind, whatever situation you're going through, God can pick you up. He can reach you and pick you up. Hallelujah. 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 You are my strength. Hallelujah. Strength like no other. Strength like your other reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Hallelujah. Reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. Hallelujah. You lift me up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He is worthy to be praised this morning. Glory be to God. Lift up your hands this morning. Lift up your hands this morning. Hallelujah. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Hallelujah. 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 In the fullness of your grace, Lord, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Hallelujah. You are my strength. You are my strength. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from above with wisdom and power. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes, I am, Minister Rosman. Glory, glory to God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. Thank you for the covenant that we have with you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Your love, Lord God, it never ceases. You gave us your best, your son. He's given us salvation. You are so good to us. And Lord, thank you for our co-founders, our beloved, loved Dr. Pecola Roberts, our beloved and loved Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for our team. Thank you for this family. And Lord, for our psalmist that came forward today and ushered us into your presence. Lord, thank you for the word of God that is going to come forward today from your precious, precious, precious child, Lord God. We are so glad that we had an opportunity to find this call, to be part of this call. So we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. And Father, you are awesome. You are faithful. You are great. You are loved. We honor you. We give you all glory, all praise, because you are a good, good, good Father. In the mighty, mighty, mighty name of your Son who intercedes on our behalf, Jesus, Lord Jesus, our King, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Peace, our Strength. We love you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, my sister, I'm here.
Glory to God. I love you, Minister Ruth. Take it away.
Love you more. And good morning to you, my dear. And thank you for greeting us this morning and starting us out with that powerful prayer. Boy, do we need that now more than ever. For the woman of our Lord and Savior to speak over our lives with such compassion and care. Appreciate you, my sister. Well, I am Ruth Smith, and I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and it is indeed an honor to be here to be your host this morning on the Master's Call, Tuesday, October 12th. We are in our 11th anniversary month, and we are just overjoyed and grateful to our Lord for his grace and his mercy. And some of you may be wondering, how did this call start? 11 years, 5 days a week? Well, the Lord infused in the spirits of our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, a vision 11 years ago. And they were obedient. They didn't put it off. They got together straight away and began the work of the Lord for the Master's Call. We stand firm on our scripture, which is Psalm 88 and 13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website. Grab your pens and paper. It is themasterscall.net. Once again, themasters with an S, call.net. All the messages are archived on the site, as well as the bios of the speakers. So if you miss hearing something, please go to our website. Feel free to share our page with your family and friends. The theme for 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you feel led of our Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Sister Robin, a host, yours truly, or share a word from the Lord as our speaker will do today, Or maybe you have a song in your spirit, as Minister Robin so eloquently did this morning. You may even have prayer requests or praise reports. Please submit all your information and inquiries to info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. On Fridays, we stay on after the call and take your prayer requests and praise report. Many of us got together from a phenomenal company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. They are now called Artist Life, great products that help the world become healthier. The morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of awesome leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. Once again, 712-770-4005, 294-617. We do have a bypass number if needed, 716-293-9707. Once again, 716-293-9707. So Mondays are Inspirational Mondays, Tuesday, Presidential Tuesdays, Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, Thursday, Testimonial Thursdays, and Friday is Activity Fridays. Any special announcements? Thank you, Lord. So now, let me introduce our speaker. She is one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She had a very successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, and she accepted her call to ministry at the Oral Roberts while she was enrolled at the Oral Roberts Institution in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1990. She was ordained in January 1995, and she is the founder and director of Van Network. It's an instructional self-improvement organization, and she is just well-known for joining believers and teaching them about business, academia, and evangelism. She truly lives what she teaches and is an awesome example to our leadership team. Dr. Vanessa was also nominated for the Who's Who among American colleges and universities. She completed her doctorate of religious philosophy from Tabernacle Bible College and Seminary in 2005. And Dr. Vanessa has been featured as an expert on radio and television in the area of prophecy, spiritual growth, Christian education, prayer, relationships, time management, and conflict resolution. Dr. Vanessa strives to help equip the saints in becoming the most effective witness for our Lord and Savior. Her unique approach in expounding God's word will stir you, enlighten you, infuse you, press you, and motivate you. She is an anointed mouthpiece used of the Lord to proclaim the gospel for the kingdom. Let me no longer delay and introduce my mentor, our leader, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you with us?
Yes, I am with you, Minister Ruth. Thank you for that kind, heartfelt introduction. Wow, hadn't heard all that in a long time, and we give God all of the glory and praise. Good morning to the Master's Call family. A big shout-out of thanks to our dear Minister Rosalind for ushering us into the presence of God this morning through worship and song. We love and appreciate you. We thank God for our minister, Robin, there in that New Jersey Garden State. Thank you for greeting and seating our family as they came on the line with such a sweet spirit and anointing. We thank you. And again, Minister Ruth, there in Atlanta, we are so blessed to have such an awesome team of men and women of God who love God and love his people. So thank you for all that you do this morning. Good morning, good morning, and morning again to everyone on the line. I heard some new shout-outs from California who comes in every once in a while, and Canada and Florida and all around, and we are humbled to have each and every one of you on the line. We do not take it for granted. On behalf of our co-founder and myself, Dr. Pecola Roberts, we are humbled, continuing to let you know she's getting better, getting stronger every day. Continue to pray for my sister, but we thank God that we know all is well, and she is truly on the road to recovery. And for those who did not know, keep her in prayer. I think we're not down to two double pneumonia, but I think we're just rounding the corner. She's feeling so much better. Again, thank you for not calling. I know many of you all are texting, and that blesses her. But we are letting her get her rest and get strong again. I told her she has no choice. She has to be back for our anniversary, and we are looking forward to our anniversary week, our Founders Week celebration starting on October 25th. That was literally actually the day we started in 2010, and we will be 11 years young doing the work of the Lord, enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. We are just grateful to God. And he gave us that Psalms 88:13 because early in the morning, and for those of you on the West Coast, it's real early in the morning. We do seek the Lord, and we thank him for all that he's doing. I started yesterday, really continued yesterday in a series that we're going to keep going on of everything you need is in the house. I want you to prophesy to yourself. Lay hands on your own belly. Let's stir up the gifts of God inside of you. If you don't believe anybody's voice, we ought to believe our own. And so let's decree and declare together, everything I need is in the house. Because we have our text, one of our text scriptures from 1 John 4:4. But the end of that verse says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we're thanking God that our paraclete, the Holy Ghost, our Jehovah Rohi, guide and shepherd, is in there with all of heaven. See it with your spiritual eyes this morning. All of heaven backing you up. Everything you need. Yes, 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 is in the house with our subtitle, Fortify Your Faith Until the Finish. Fortify your faith into the finish. We can't grow weary in well-doing. We have to trust God, believe God in the midst of it all. He is still God. The theme that the Lord has given us that Minister Ruth said, which is so what is happening now in 2021, God's strategic shifting. Boy, has he been shifting and sifting us. The prophetic suddenlies, things that have blindsided many of us. We're like, what? Never seen it in our lives. But holy standards through it all are being established and supernaturally revealed. Quickly yesterday, I talked about how in the midst of our trials, in the midst of the public and even our private pandemics, in the midst of this turmoil that we're experiencing, we must continue. For some, begin again to dream, to dream. We have to dust off those deteriorating dreams. We've got to put before us those goals and desires that God has put in our heart. And then Romans 4:17, we got to call those things and be not as though they are. It's so important that we remember everything we need is in the house. When we allow it, more creativity, Todd, it's turned into a lot of cash for those who've allowed, that has been able to overcome every challenge, has come from looking within, digging within the resources that God has placed within. But you got to keep your vision. You got to keep your eyes of faith. You've got to be able to see it in your spirit, because if you can't see it in your spirit, you won't walk it out by faith. We started off talking about dream with the D of dare to believe, defying all odds, and then go on and do it anyhow. And we said, how do you dare to believe? You got to be determined and diligent. It's your God-ordained dream. You tell the devil, you better get off of me, because the blood of Jesus is all over me. But we talked about some practical ways to stay determined and diligent, and that was discipline yourself daily, to discipline yourself daily. And we even broke it down to the least common denominator of it means keep the main thing, the main thing. Guard your heart and your mind from what? Those bad deeds of distractions and detours. It often makes some get so dismayed that they put it down and give up. No. Because we said the dare means to challenge yourself. Have the courage to set those goals. And we talked about defying all odds. I called it the 3D cubed. Defying all odds. Do what no one else around you has done. Do what you have never, ever seen yourself do before and through Christ. Do. Allow him to work out that exceedingly abundantly. In other words, do it anyhow. Decide, be determined, then build your destiny. We honed in on decide what you desire for your destiny to be. Secondly, be determined to fight the good fight of faith so you finish your course. And thirdly, build your destiny. Change for legacy. Please, don't get stuck on cray-cray. Change for legacy. Bless your lineage. And then we talked about how to manifest our God-ordained dreams. Always remember, the proof of your desire is determined by the level of your pursuit. Let me say that one again. The proof, come on, the proof in the fruit of your desire is determined by the level of your pursuit. Don't tell me you want it more than anything and you don't give it a tenth of your day. You don't even give it a time. You don't say with focused faith. Remember, everything you need is in the house. Fortify your faith until the finish. Let's talk about that R in dream. Reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. Reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. Stop being satisfied with being a big fish in a small pond. Some of us have staked out our little territory, our little borders of us four and no more. Stop being satisfied with average and an extraordinary. God is inside of you, the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, to do those exceeding abundantly. See yourself as the big fish out of the ocean. Stop being so complacent and feeling happy and satisfied when you know in your spirit you're only given 20% and God's given you 100. Don't let that other 80% keep resting. We're talking about rehearse the promises of God and keep an attitude of rejoicing in your heart. Here's how you do the journey. This is how you last through a pandemic, through the pain, through the pressure, through some of this pruning. Choose to rehearse the promises of God in your mind, in your heart. That's where that vision comes in. That's where that dream comes in. That's where y'all's dream boards come in, where you're looking at it and you're seeing it already done with eyes of faith. Then have that attitude of gratitude. Rejoice. Notify your face. Stop that prune juice ministry. Smile. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Learn to have a spirit of rejoicing, knowing that perfect practice will manifest our dreams. See, I used to hear folks say all the time, practice makes perfect. No, it doesn't. If it's wrong, well, I guess there is a truth in that. You'll be perfectly matured in the wrong way, but you want to have the perfect of the Hebrew meaning, matured faith in the God-ordained dreams, to keep your attitude of gratitude, rejoicing all the way, allowing the Holy Spirit, here it is, to do four things. This is what we're holding in on today. To refresh us, to restore us, to revive us, and for us to respect our God-ordained dreams. To refresh us, feel a fresh wind of God, breath of God, blowing on some dead situations. These dreams that you have just said, oh, this ain't going to never happen. Remember, we get what we say. Stop saying that. It's almost every day of my life around spirit, feel, love, and God, tongue talking, Bible toting saints. I've never heard so much negativity come out of your mouth, and you wonder why it's not getting better. You keep prophesying the doom. When you keep saying it'll never get better, it won't, because that's the word you're releasing. And when you keep saying, oh, it ain't that deep, Dr. V, well, have you dug yourself out of that situation yet? You might start putting your handles on the words that edify you, that build you up. Refresh, refresh, refresh yourself. Shake it off for some of us. Come on now. Remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Everything you need is in the house. And then after we've been made up a decision to allow God to refresh us, watch him restore. You know, I love to remind the devil of Proverbs 6:31. I love to remind him, you get cray-cray and come over here messing with Dr. V. That word says when the thief is found, he has to give it back sevenfold. And I'm a true mathematician. I remind the devil, no number, homeboy, not just double-fold, not just even triple-fold. Oh, I'm not rejoicing with no quadruple-fold. The word said that you've been exposed. Exposure is disclosure. You got to give me back sevenfold of my peace, sevenfold of my money, sevenfold of that relationship, sevenfold, devil. Now cross that bloodline if you think you can, and you can't anyway. But I know the word, and the word works when I work the word. See, some of y'all got a revelation there. You've been trying to do it in the arm of your flesh for your restoration. You demand in the heavens. The word said, thief, devil, slewfoot, you got to give it back sevenfold. Revive us. See yourself already there on that oasis of living water, the living water that washes us. Ephesians 5:26 talks about the washing of the word that can revive your spirit. Revives a sin-sick soul, revives a hurting heart, revives a disillusioned dilemma to remind them that there is still a God of destiny that'll take our mess, and we all got some capital M-E-S-S mess, and turn it into a profound message, a testimony that'll set so many free. Revive us again is our prayer. That this pandemic ain't going to last always, but God's promises do as long as we decide to stay refreshed and choose to allow the Lord to restore. And when we're revived, we'll respect our God-ordained dreams. What do you mean respect our dreams? We'll keep the main thing the main thing. See, back in 2019, the Master's Call theme was God shall manifest your God-ordained vision, goals, and dreams. And it's time for a 2021 refresher and reminder that everything you and I need is in the house. But for many of you, you feel like the devil is pounding us down, saying, why does it always feel like our dreams are just too far out of reach? Those dreams always seem impossible. We remember the song To Dream the Impossible Dream. That seems to be the only kind of dream that God gives us. The kind of dreams that are absolutely impossible to achieve without the hand of God, the intervention of our Savior. They require a walk of faith, not seen by our natural sight. Those are usually the God-ordained dreams. Most of us have, and only with God's help can we manifest our dreams. We have to learn to reach with the arms of faith. We cannot keep reaching on our tippy toes in the flesh. As the CEO of your dreams, the God-ordained dreams, you know, most times it's going to be a stretch, a reach to achieve the dream, a reach from within if you plan to win. And you are the overseer to make sure you keep reaching and rising to the occasion in life that will let you reach into the destiny God's promised. Develop and promote your dreams, keeping the main thing the main thing. Remember, promotions come when opportunity meets preparation. Ooh, I learned that years ago early in my industrial engineering walk. A lot of times, we are ready to walk through into the promised land because when the opportunity, through the pandemic, most of us squandered an opportunity of time that we had never had before. We were on house arrest, for real. And many of us didn't. It's okay to sleep it away for a minute, but not forever, not for a whole year and a half. But God, thank God he's a redeemer, but let's be prepared so that when opportunity meets preparation, then destiny is birthed. We are better prepared when we're constantly reaching for the stars of personal growth. And as I conclude right now, we're better prepared. We're constantly believing God for his divine opportunities. He will bring our way. Oh, today, today, today. Dream again, believe again, and you'll achieve again. Reach knowing that you're being refreshed, you're being restored, we're being revived, but we got to respect the process. Back to you, Minister Ruth.
What a rich and powerful word this morning. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. We'll definitely ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Lord, help us to remember your way, your will, and your purpose. Help us to remember, Father, that everything we need is indeed in our house. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask for a special blessing too for our fearless leader, Dr. Pricola, as she recovers. And Lord, if she's listening to this message right now, help her to be encouraged and help to strengthen her body. Lord, thank you for allowing Dr. Vanessa to enrich us with a word fresh from the throne room. Lord, continue to bless our Artist Life family. Bless those that are sick and shut in. And help us to truly be your hands and feet. Help us not to wait on you to come by and visit because your work is already done and perfect. But as believers, we need to go and visit the sick, go to the prisons, go to the courtrooms, support family members, go to the hospitals, go and just check on a friend, whether it's virtually or in person. Lord, be with the bereaved families, for there are many. And Lord, bless our TMC family and our leadership team and every individual on this call, from the newest caller to the oldest caller and everyone in between, Lord, add a special blessing to their life. So if you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful message, please dial in the 712-432-1085, PIN number 957-677. That's 712-432-1085, PIN number 957-677. We thank you, Lord. So the new motivational call is next. That's 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. 712-770-4005, PIN 294617. Thank you to our greeter, our host, our psalmist, and our Dr. Vanessa. Can you come back at this time and give us the benediction?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth. You're doing a great job of hosting us. I did forget to ask all of you to pray. You know, we consider Kalon, Minister Tiffany's son, like our son, and his father transitioned last night. And we want to keep Minister Tiffany and Kalon and the entire Williams family lifted up in prayer. It is such a powerful testimony. We don't have time for now, but he had been reunited with his father during the pandemic. They had had a strained relationship, so we thank God for that time and memory, but he did transition yesterday. So pray for Tiffany to be there for her son and the entire family at this time. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you that in the midst of, remind us, everything we need is in the house. You'll bring us the creativity. You'll bring us the divine connections. You'll bring us the strategic setups as we seek your strategies, leading and depending on you and you alone. So thank you that this word continues to be marinated and saturated in our hearts and our understanding to know that you're the Almighty God. And without you, we can do nothing. With you, all things are possible. Everything we need is in the house. So as we leave this call, but not your presence, continue to go with us. Go before us. Make those crooked pathways straight. Give us the favor that flows from the very throne room of heaven. And we will, as your glory carriers, as your stewards, as your ministers in the marketplace, will give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and we'll praise you with every breath that's within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely tremendous, terrific Tuesday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.